What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
Sohrab Farooti is the co-founder and CEO at Fan Controlled Football. In this conversation, we talk about this brand new indoor football league. We also talk about all of the different integrations they have with Web3 and why fan participation mixed with sports is so powerful. Before we get into this episode, I want to quickly talk about our sponsors. Hope that you enjoy this episode just as much as I did. Today's episode is brought to you by Exodus, the world's leading desktop, mobile, and hardware crypto wallet. They offer beautiful, user-friendly blockchain products that sync across all of your devices, making it easier to send, receive, and exchange over 150 or more crypto assets in one place. And with world-class customer service available to you 24/7, Exodus always has your back. But the fun doesn't stop with staking and trading. They recently launched a new NFT marketplace where you can buy and sell your favorite NFTs on the Solana network. By partnering with the popular NFT platform Magic Eden, they're offering the full Monty on verified collections, with more added every single day. Ready to check it out for yourself? Run, don't walk, over to exodus.com/pomp for your free download today. Again, if you want the world's leading desktop, mobile, and hardware crypto wallet, go to exodus.com/pomp today. Today's episode is sponsored by Abra. They're based in California, and they're backed by top VC firms. Abra is an all-in-one, simple, secure app that allows you to trade over 110 cryptocurrencies, get 0% interest loans using your crypto as collateral, and earn interest with up to 13% APY on stablecoins and 7.15% APY on Bitcoin. You can join nearly 2 million users by downloading Abra from the Google Play or Apple App Store. If you download the app today, you will get $15 in free crypto once you fund your account. You came, you invested, now conquer. Abra, conquer crypto. Go check it out today. This episode is brought to you by DeFi Technologies. DeFi Technologies represents what's next in the digital economy. They're providing simplified, trusted access to crypto, decentralized finance, and Web3 investment opportunities. Institutions and investors can gain diversified, secure, compliant, and easily tradable access to a diversified set of industry-leading equity products and protocols through a single stock purchase on a regulated exchange. DeFi Technologies is currently listed on the U.S. exchange at DEFTF stock ticker and the Canadian NEO exchange at DEFI. For more information or to subscribe to receive company updates and financial information, visit their website at defi.tech. I'm really excited about what these guys are doing. I've become an advisor to the business, and I highly suggest you go check them out. Go to their website at defi.tech today. All right, let's get in this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
So, Rob, how are you there, my friend?
I'm great.
Amazing.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we have big news. Joe's going to tell the big news first. This is, do you know what the news is?
No.
All right. Maybe we don't have big news. We'll get to it as we go. Fan Controlled Football sounds like an awesome name. Most people who are watching this have no clue what that is. Help us understand what you guys are building to start with.
Yeah, it's an IRL professional football league. So real players, real teams, real league. But fans call the plays and draft the players and interact with the league. Like they're playing a video game, like Madden, all the way to calling plays in real time. And the guys on the field do what the fans want, which is what we all want to see in real sports when we're yelling at the screen. So we've kind of brought that to life.
All right. First big thing people are going to ask me, a big part of our audience is international football. Are we talking football or are we talking football? Which one are we going with here? Are we talking American football?
I usually
football?
Put the American.
Yeah, American football, American ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I know you guys want to kick the ball around on the grass, but we're playing real football for a second. Yeah, I said real. All right. When we start to think about this, obviously there's people who have always wanted the idea of calling the plays, acting as the GM, all this type of stuff. How do you actually execute on that from a technology standpoint? And what can fans do unilaterally versus do they need the buy-in from the team management or the coaches themselves?
Yeah, look, we start with new franchises. So we had four teams in our inaugural season, which was last year in February and March. Fans built these franchises from the ground up. They started with nothing, blank canvas. fans named the teams. All of the logos are fan designed logos that fans voted on and chose. And then we brought about 100 guys into the league for the season. We did a live draft. Fans draft the players, literally draft the players live onto their roster. And it's as a group. So you are joining a team. You know, we have team owners like Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman, Quavo from Migos, Austin Eckler, a bunch of, you know, NFL guys and social media stars. And so as a fan, when you join the league, you block into a team. And now you and your other fans of that team are working together to make these decisions. And what we say is not all fans are created equal. We have something called Fan IQ. As you participate, you earn Fan IQ. You move up your team's leaderboard. And the higher you are on the leaderboard, the more influence you have over the votes. But it's all fan controlled. We don't get in the middle of play calling. We don't get in the middle of player drafting. This is all handed over to the fans to execute on.
All right. Now, obviously an important question. How good are these players? Like, you know, I played football in college. Could I go on the field and hold my own? Or would I get absolutely embarrassed by the players?
I mean, I guess it depends on what college you played at.
That was a good answer. That was a very good answer. All right. So where did most of the players, where did they play? Did they play college football? Did they play in the NFL? Yeah, are they amateurs?
No, these are big time guys. We had Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon play in the league last season. Robert Turbin, running back for Seattle Seahawks, played in the league last season. We had a couple of guys that their first pro experience was with us out of college, and sent two guys up to the NFL. Travis Toivonen actually got signed by the Giants, a wide receiver out of North Dakota State. We had an offensive lineman got signed by the Raiders. So there's legitimate football on the field. Now, our game is small. It's 7-on-7. It's on a 50-yard field. We play in a single location in a production studio. Our entire concept and business model was to reinvent the sport for the digital fan. So kind of that fan first in mobile, that fan first on Twitch, really creating a rich experience for the fan at home to really watch and play like a video game rather than sitting back and, you know, leaning back and enjoying a 3-hour game of football, which, you know, 25-year-olds don't do, and the even younger kids definitely don't do. So we've really leaned into this idea of a lean-forward interactive experience that's short, and it's a 1-hour game, and you can get in, call plays, have a lot of fun, and then get out and do what you want to do.
All right. Now, last year, I think, you streamed the championship game on Twitch and a couple of other venues. How many people watch this thing?
We had over 1 million viewers on our championship game. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we've got some great fans. Right? We have rabid fans, passionate fans. I mean, you think about it, when you get a chance to call the plays, we had a walk-off game-winning touchdown in our championship game. We have thousands of fans that can literally say they called the game-winning touchdown in the championship game. Right? I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan. You guys will probably cut me off after this. But, I mean, I say we won 3 Super Bowls in the 90s. I didn't do shit. I sat on my couch and watched the team win. Our fans legitimately call the play and can say that they won, right? And so that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to let fans actually have some real impact on the game and feel like they're a part of it and help get that team to the championship.
So in the 90s when the Giants were winning the 3 Super Bowls, you didn't do shit, but don't worry, they haven't done shit since 2000.
We have people in the comments saying that they would call a Hail Mary 3 straight plays and then run a fake punt if that doesn't work.
Well, the good news is no kicking.
No kicking.
We actually removed kicking from the game completely. No kicking, no special teams.
All right. So you guys recently raised money from a whole bunch of investors. Before we get to who those investors are and all of that, like, why are you so interested in the crypto component of this, and how are you integrating crypto into fan-controlled football?
Yeah, I started looking at blockchain back in 2017. I'm a huge sports card collector, so cardboard cards, passionate about collecting. Really saw some unique applications in blockchain from a collectability, digital collectible standpoint, which is what, you know, perked me up in the first place. And then as I started diving in, what we're doing is a real life video game. And if you think about when you play a video game, mobile game, you're always collecting something, you know, earning gems or gold or diamonds, something in the game that you're then using as that digital currency in that game. So we're looking at integrating cryptocurrency, tokenization, across the ecosystem as the currency, the digital currency of the league. And then as we really lean into blockchain and the technology, the opportunities for digital collectibles, you know, NFT avatars, collectible moments, all of these things come together and build on top of blockchain. So we think there's some really unique opportunities. And then, as we get deeper and deeper into this, DAOs are the new buzzword. I think there's some really unique opportunities for us to work with DAOs for team governance and team ownership. We're doing governance right now through NFTs, but I think we can really push forward on the DAO side as well. So I'm excited about just the technology in general.
How many teams are there and how do you add a new team to the league?
So there were four teams in the first season. We're doubling now. So there'll be eight teams headed into season two. Our first game day is April 16th coming up here in Atlanta. We are managing the additional teams. So we go out and recruit team owners that want to be part of the league. We added four teams. The four teams we added headed into this season are all partner projects in the Web3 space. So Bored Ape Yacht Club, Gutter Cat Gang, Knights of Degen, and Steve Aoki and 888. So we brought some really great communities from the Web3 space into be part of this second phase of our league.
All right. We have a surprise for the audience, a little announcement. So Rob, you already know this. Joe's going to say that. And then I have a surprise for my brothers, but go ahead. You go first with the surprise for the audience.
Well, now I'm interested in that, but all right. So people in the comments are saying that we're asking all these questions because we want a team. We don't want a team. The surprise is that we invested in the business.
Bang,
bang, bang, bang. And we're super excited about what So Rob and the team are building, of course. But now I'm interested in hearing your surprise.
So April 16th is the opening game and we're going. I already got you losers tickets to to go there on April 16th, barring two things. One, you have to say I'm the coolest brother you have. And two is when we go, you have to carry my bags.
I'm not carrying jack shit bag wise. But that's funny. When did you do that? I meant to text you about that.
Yeah. Well, cause I could read mine. So we're going right, on April 16th is the opening game. It's in Duluth, Georgia. Is that right?
Can we do the,
it's in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
So, can we do the coin toss?
No. Well, we do rock, paper, scissors.
Bro. All right. What real questions do you have, John?
How does the economics behind all this work? Like how much?
John says, show me the money.
Yeah.
John says, how do we make money? Basis?
Nah. How much are players getting based on like league revenues? And then how much of that goes back into redevelopments and kind of advancements for the league in total?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're really focused. I mean, me and my co-founders are all startup guys. We've run venture-backed companies before in the past. We're building this kind of like a startup, right? We're in Series A. We just raised a $40 million round. The guys in the league are paid somewhere between $500 and $1,000 a week, plus full room and board. So we take care of every expense that they have and medical as well. One of the things we're really focused on for our players is outside of the game development. So we have a team hotel. All the guys stay in the hotel for the season. We brought in a bunch of people to help them build audience. And so we're looking for, if you think about a 21-year-old coming out of college, that guy is active on social. He's a gamer. A lot of these guys are already content creators. So we're helping them really lean into audience building, streaming on Twitch, creating their social profiles and social networks. And so that's a big part of what we want to do, because our goal is to connect the players and the fans and give these guys something when they're done playing football. Average career in football, pro sports football is 3.5 years. So give these guys something to lean into when they're done with their playing careers. And then as far as the economics of the league go, we are again still in startup mode. We raised a $12 million round for our first season. If you compare that to AAF and XFL and some of these other leagues that have come and gone, raising hundreds of millions of dollars and not being able to finish a season, we've really streamlined the entire business. Our goal is to provide a platform and create a platform for other sports on top of what we've already built. So fan-controlled football, fan-controlled basketball, fan-controlled cricket, fan-controlled baseball. These are all sports we're going to bring. And we really look at ourselves as a publisher of these new sports.
So how long does the season last? It starts in April, and how long does it go for?
It's a 9-week season, 7-week regular season, 4 teams make the playoffs, and then championship game.
All right, I'm going to ask, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. We want a team. I already got the idea of the name of the team. And the first person I'm calling, we're going to get Saquon to play. This is offseason in the NFL. Say, hey, listen, Saquon, come on, man. We need you. Maybe get Shep to play. Daniel Jones. Let's bring the whole Giants team. 7-on-7. We're definitely winning the championship. You're like, hey, that'd be a pretty big boom for the league.
We would instantly be the best investors.
I feel like you missed the whole part where the fans make the decisions.
We are fans. Trust me, if that's what we propose, I think the fans might vote. I want to be a fan of that team. What is the kind of the pitch? Is it mostly players that either are coming out of college, don't make it in terms of getting drafted? It's players who maybe played some in the league and are trying to either revive their career or still keep playing. And then could you get an NFL player in the offseason to actually play, or how does that work?
So the first three are correct. I mean, these are really guys, if you think about, again, 21-year-old coming out of college that still wants to chase the dream, right? We're giving them that opportunity, and it's great. We've proven the path already. We had two guys that went from, fan-controlled football into the NFL. So they've seen the quality of the play on the field. A couple of our coaches have Super Bowl rings. They're getting really, really great coaching and training when they come into the league, and they get a chance to make film. Which is all these guys want is that opportunity to do that, to get a chance at the next level. So that's the pitch for those guys. We've got guys that have been in the league, bounced around team to team. Maybe we're on some practice squads. NFL guys are not allowed to play outside of, if they're out of a contract, they could. If they were free agents, they could potentially play, but they can't play in between seasons. So, it is 7-on-7 tackle. It's hard hitting, fast action football. So there's obviously risk of injury and things like that. So the guys that are on contract wouldn't be able to play.
I'm lining up at quarterback. I want Kanye out far left, and I want Antonio Brown out far right, and we're going just Hail Mary every play.
Well, Tom Brady retired, so we could get him on our team.
Brady could play. That is true. Have you guys talked to Brady yet?
We have not.
Oh, interesting.
Make that intro, but Johnny's playing. Johnny's coming back. So we just got Drewski joined the league as a new team owner, and he wants to play for Drewski's team. So we'll have some fun, man. If you want to line up across from Johnny and go head to head, we could probably make that happen. Is that what you play?
Are we playing beer pong? Or are we playing football?
Well, I'm just saying that. You played quarterback in college? Is that what you were?
I played wherever they told me, including left bench. I play whatever.
Whatever my brothers need me to do.
My brothers think that's funny. That's the first time I got them to laugh in a while. All right. So what can the everyday person, people who obviously don't have great ideas like we have, don't want to get the NFL players to come play, what can the average fan, what can they do here? Is it just go to a website? Do they go to an app? Yeah, how do they participate?
Yeah. So download the app, FCF.io, or the website is FCF.io or the FCF app. Download, you can choose one of the 8 teams. The 4 new teams that we added, it's a governance mechanism via an NFT. So we have something called the Ballers Collective, which you need to own a baller NFT in order to participate with those 4 teams. So we've really kind of limited that that community and that audience of who can actually participate from a play calling standpoint and player drafting standpoint with the 4 new teams. Our original 4 teams are all free to play. You can download the app and join, and everybody can make decisions. We let fans vote on rules. So they're voting on the overtime format right now. We've let fans vote on out of bounds. Is it 1 foot or 2 foot? We're actually doing a vote right now for a penalty accumulation. So again, going back to my Cowboys, who keep getting penalties all the time, most penalized team in the NFL.
Cheaters.
We're doing an individual player penalty accumulation. So if a guy gets flagged 3 times in a game, he's done for the game. So it's kind of like a red card in football. We're bringing that concept into American football. And so, we're here to listen to the fans. We literally changed rules in between games last season because we had a lot of feedback from fans. We had some timing rules at the end of our first game. The fans didn't like the game. Could have ended really excitingly. It ended in a dud because the clock ran out and nobody could figure out how to stop it. Because fans were calling plays while the clock was running down. And it was like, what the hell is happening here? This isn't what we were trying to do. So we look at this as an experiment. We want this to be built for the fans. Our motto is power to the fans. So our goal is to just bring as many football fans as we can into this, participate, give us feedback, and build it with us. And we're moving into other sports. So, you know, this isn't just about American football. We think there's some really unique applications for the platform and the technology for fan control baseball. Internationally, we're looking at cricket. We've got a version of basketball I think is going to be really exciting that we'll be unveiling here soon. So I think there's a lot of ways to get involved and help us build. And that's why I love the Web3 space. Honestly, it's a bunch of builders. It's a bunch of entrepreneurs, a bunch of people with big ideas. And you know, wag me. I mean, we're all going to make it, and we all try to do it together. And I love that attitude, and that's what we've been building since day one.
Someone said our team motto should be win or lose, we booze.
I almost wore that shirt. I wore the All Fun League, but I've got a win or lose, we booze shirt. Johnny brought that in. Yeah,
that's amazing. We'll take that. I was going to say there's some people that I know that are not very big Roger Goodell fans. Maybe that would be a prime group to go and get on your side. Seems like you're a lot more likable than
some good direct marketing right there.
Yeah, then. Goodell, you know, the No Fun League. It's all right. On top of that, one of our sponsors is 8Sleep. Obviously, we're athletes, right? We come in here every single day. We perform at the highest levels. We sleep on the thermoregulated mattress. What's your sleep schedule? Do you get a lot of sleep?
6 hours, something like that.
Six. We got to jack that up, yeah. Buddy. 6 hours.
Is that not enough?
No, you got
no, you need eight.
Nah, you need eight sleep. The whole point is eight. what you got to do is you got to sleep in a cold environment. That's what I do. You can sleep in a cold environment. There's also another secret, which is you can drink chamomile tea that has a, what is the stuff in
melatonin.
It? Melatonin, which I didn't get told until after I
what
got
What the hell
addicted.
Is that?
Chamomile tea. Oh, it's a secret.
And you give me shit for drinking oat milk and you're over here drinking
oat milk.
Chamomile
literally,
tea?
Oat milk is what I expect. Actually, that's inappropriate to say.
Well, yeah, let's move on.
Let's just keep going. I was going to say something that was going to just bury you for the rest of the episode. But the whole thing around sleep is you got to get enough sleep, then you get enough energy. It's wild, obviously, if you get enough sleep, how much more energy you have. Because I used to be like, yeah, I sleep 6 hours, and you're just like, life is life. But then you get eight, and you're like, whoa, this is different.
So is it 11 to 7? Is that what you're doing? Is it 10 to 6? I mean,
it's up for debate every single night, but like whenever you go to sleep, you just kind of wake up 8 hours later, like
got
go
it.
To sleep at all one, right. Like let's just wake up at 9.
Got it. That must be nice.
Well, the reason why sometimes it's one is because I have a 3-month-old baby. That's right. I explain my baby. Sometimes she didn't let you go to sleep right away. So I'm sleeping for 8 hours.
I hear you. I've got an 8-year-old and 7-year-old little girls. So
you say
they wake me up
or
in the morning.
Eight. I was like, damn, you got an 8-year-old little girl. I'm like, I got questions. All right. Where can we send people to find more? Just go to the actual website. That's the best place to send them.
Website's the best. FCF.io is the place to go. Follow us on Twitter. We're coming into the season. So guys are coming into camp literally next week. We announced a couple things over the past couple of months, but we've got a deal now with NBC. So games are on NBC LX and Peacock. Internationally, they're on DAZN, 200 markets around the globe, still on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/FCF. We've got a huge content team. We're going to be bringing tons of content from camp and live streaming practices. And look, our goal is to let fans get behind the curtain, right? All of the things that we never get to see that happen in pro sports, we're going to let fans see. We want you to see the coaches meetings and film review and let you just get into the league in a way that you never have. And we think there's something really exciting about that. And that's why we're helping our players, learn how to build audience and entertain outside of the lines for us. We take football really seriously inside the lines. Outside the lines, I mean, it's a free for all. We want guys to be themselves. We want them to entertain. We want them to say what's on their mind. We pay bonuses for the best interview after the game based on fans paying the player, choosing their best interview. So guys aren't coming off the field going, yeah, you know, just did what the coaches say. We executed our game plan. We, you know, we got the win.
One team, we just worked hard.
Who wants to hear that? Nobody, right? So we want to hear what's really on your mind and, you know, why you got your ass kicked or why you won. And so we're really hyping that that side of it up because we're leaning into entertainment as much as this is pro sports.
Damn, we should have invested more. All right, so Rob, listen, I appreciate you joining us. April 16th, anyone who's not there, you should watch it live streamed on the various platforms. We'll get you guys more information. Maybe Joe will give us like a weekly update of the league as this continues during the season. But we appreciate you joining us, and we'll definitely have to do it again as the league continues to grow.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. And if you're looking to try to transition to get a new job in the Bitcoin or crypto industry, we've got you covered. Head over to pompscryptocourse.com. We've developed a curriculum with the top teams across the industry. It's a 3-week intensive training program with over 50 events packed into that 3-week time period. Go to pompscryptocourse.com to learn more. And I'll meet you guys for the next episode.